say.
That's just the ambient sound.
So it went down to zero.
It was
about
3 seconds.
Really?
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Guyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Guyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Guyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off-balance Sherman, banks it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but court. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double teamed, knew somebody had to be open, threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12 footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burnett lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
It is the final regular season game of the year here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie for the contest between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Tri-Village Patriots here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie 16-5 on the year after last night's tough one-point setback to Rushi. 46-45. Tri-Village 15-6 on the year after last night's very tight one-point win over Ansonia for the same score, 46-45. Fort Loramie closed out the Shelby County League last night, losing to Rushi, as I noted, 8-4 in league play, third place for Fort Loramie. Tri-Village 9-3 in the Cross County Conference, also third place on the season. Two teams, Chuck, with lofty seeds. The Fort Loramie Redskins, a 3 seed at Pickwick. Tri-Village Patriots, a 2 seed at Troy. Two clubs could meet in a regional final. A lot of wins to get there. Although this game tonight is like a tournament game before the tournament starts.
Well, really a tough double weekend for Loramie with Rushi coming in here last night and then Tri-Village coming in tonight.
Right.
But that does build for your team to start playing next week in the Pickwick sectional. So you like games like this, and the nice part about it is they didn't have to travel either game.
No.
So they got to stay at home and play these games. But they really, I think they truly need a win tonight because they're kind of reeling a little bit.
Yeah, this is game two of a 4-year series that is in place between Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. Last year, Tri-Village sank a couple free throws with a few seconds left on the clock in overtime and beat Fort Loramie at Tri-Village 50-48. The two clubs return to Tri-Village next year. Then in 2 years, they're right back here at Fort Loramie. Talked with both coaches before the start of tonight's game about 45 minutes ago. Corey Britton to Fort Loramie, Josh Sagister of Tri-Village. They like this game, the final Saturday, because it's preparatory for the tourney run, and as we noted, Chuck, it gets you ready for the sectional tournament. You're going to play stiff competition eventually if you win a few games, so why not play a very good club in the last regular season game outside your conference?
Well, and it does a couple of things. For one thing, it does get you ready to play the competition you're going to play after you get into the finals at Pickwick, and then you get down to UD. And the second thing is, it's not going to affect. I mean, Loramie started the season 8-0.
Right.
They are now 8-5 in their last 13.
Yes.
So they have got to really kind of define that thing that had them rolling early in the season. But this is not going to affect seeding. It's not going to affect the league. But you want to play well tonight. Both teams want to play well tonight because this is the last tune-up before you start tournament play.
Fort Loramie lost two regular season games to Rushi in the Shelby County League, one to Fairlawn on the road, one at Jackson Center last Friday. Twin Valley, I should say, Tri-Village losses have been to Franklin Monroe, Newton, and Bethel in the Cross County Conference. The Franklin Monroe and Newton setbacks took place when a few players for Tri-Village were suffering through disciplinary action. Fort Loramie dropped the non-league game to Versailles. Tri-Village played Versailles to a 5-point game.
Right.
That was a real tight one. Other losses for Tri-Village to Dayton, Jefferson, and to Eaton.
And they beat Southeastern, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, beat okay. Southeastern, beat Dayton. Beat Dayton Belmont.
All right, and that's the number one seed in the Troy sectional.
Yep. So each team has played challenging schedules, big wins by Fort Loramie, on the road at Marion Local, on the road at Minster, on the road at Franklin Monroe. A game Fort Loramie won very easily in the last few weeks, and Franklin Monroe downed Tri-Village comfortably in the regular season. So you don't want to look at common opponents very long. It's fun to do it, but Fort Loramie won by more than 20 over Franklin Monroe, and I think Franklin Monroe beat Tri-Village by 15. There's no way this is a 35-point game tonight. It's dead even.
Yeah, I would be shocked. Two things that need to happen, I think, for Loramie. They got to score. They got to get this game up into the 50s and 60s because they have been stagnant offensively for the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And the other thing they have to do is make sure that they don't want Tri-Village to get excited during the game. They want to try to keep them down a little bit. Not a huge crowd for a Saturday night. I guess maybe it's because it was 65 degrees in February here. Everybody's at the lake.
You know what I did today, Chuck? I got the push mower out, and I clipped off the grass. It was a good workout, got a little sunshine. That vitamin D.
There you go.
Maybe helped my bronchial infection.
You sound a million times better tonight.
I do sound quite a bit better. Tri-Village has a sectional tournament game on February 25th at Troy against Emmanuel Christian. Fort Loramie has a sectional tournament game on February 25th at Piqua against Riverside. Those are the first two tourney contests for these clubs. Of course, Tri-Village, well known, Chuck, for 30-0 2 years ago, a state title, the first boys basketball team in the state of Ohio to win 30 without losing a game. Of course, just in the last few seasons, we've upped the schedule count to 22. Tri-Village won 8 tourney games in 2014-15. Went 30 and zip. Colton Linkus made a buzzer beater to beat Harvest Prep by 2 points in the state championship. And, of course, head coach Josh Sagister was there. He's in his 9th season at Tri-Village. Marvelous coach. He had a great team. This year's club plays 7. That team played no more than 7 or 8. And like you say, Tri-Village is patient offensively. They will make your defense flex and flex and flex some more until offensively Tri-Village gets that little opening.
And that's what happens because it's tough to play defense like that. You play it, and all of a sudden it's like playing Jackson Center in the Shelby County League. They'll take a 3-minute possession if you let them.
Right.
And you, all it takes is one defender to break down and lose concentration, and that's when they score. And those are hard teams to play against.
I've been impressed here, Chuck, last few games with Fort Loramie's bench play. Nick Brandewee, just a freshman, a lot of minutes, going to be valuable here tonight and in the tournament and in 3 more years to come. Eli Rosengarten off the bench, shoots the 3 very well. Austin Siegel, a big force last evening, and he needs to help out Tyler Siegel on the inside. He'll be key tonight because Tri-Village does have pretty good overall size.
Yeah, Austin Siegel, I mean, he was our player, Clancy's player of the game last night for Fort Loramie. He's a good basketball player, but he needs to have a good start. When he comes out there, sometimes maybe the game is not he's not up to the pace of the game, but I think it's a good thing that he comes off the bench, because that gives him a couple of minutes to watch the pace, and then he comes out there. And he was terrific last night.
Sure was. Tri-Village at one point in the regular season was 3-4, won 3, lost 4. That losing stretch was during that period of time when players were on the sideline because of disciplinary reasons. Tri-Village has gotten hot here late in the year, played extremely well on Tuesday, and blew out a quality club, Jamestown Greenview, 69-36. Didn't play so well last night. Had to come back in the fourth quarter to edge out Ansonia in a cross-county conference game. Interestingly, both teams played 46-45 games last night. As you mentioned, Tri-Village probably wants it in the 40s tonight, and Fort Loramie wants it 50 or better.
Yep.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. These people are on the web online with us during Fort Loramie games, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming in a moment, Fort Loramie Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Starting lineup for Tri-Village has been introduced. Johnny Wilson, 8 points a game at a guard, 6 feet tall, a senior. Gavin Richards, excellent three-point shooter, 21 points a game, 45% from behind the arc, 6'1", and a senior. Trace Couch in the middle, 20 a game. He's a senior, 6'6". Dylan McCullough at a wing, a 6'2 junior, 8 a game, and Jared Buckley, 9 points a game, 6'1 and a junior. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, out front, Dylan Braun, 14 points a game. Dillon, 6'1", and a junior. Evan Burning, just under 11 a game, 6'1", a junior. Also starting a couple of seniors, Cody Gasson, 6'1", a senior. Nate Kleiman, 6'3", a senior. And Tyler Siegel, just under 13 points a game, 6'7", and a junior. The only two seniors on the Fort Loramie roster, Chuck, getting the starting nod here tonight for head coach Corey Britton.
Well, you like to see that. I mean, the Kleiman, they say he is just a terrific kid who has had a great attitude, has not had a problem with his lack of playing time here as his senior year. He deserves to get a start.
Fort Loramie, of course, in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Tri-Village in blue from top to bottom. White numerals trimmed in red. School colors, red, white, and blue. Fort Loramie, red, black, and white. And the tap to start the game goes to Tri-Village. Patriots have the ball in backcourt. It is McCullough, head of the key. Ball lobbed down inside the couch. Shot fake, spins, banks it in. Tell you what, if Tri-Village enters the ball to the post from the wing that easily all night, Fort Loramie's in trouble.
Yeah, that was way too easy.
Yep. 2-0 Tri-Village in the lead. First 30 seconds of the game. Here's Tyler Siegel, high right to Braun. Makes a lob pass down inside for Burning, way over his head, picked off by Tri-Village. Here come the Patriots. Dylan McCullough up into the forecourt. McCullough straight away against Gasson. Goes to the elbow on the right to Buckley. Top of the circle, the left-hand shooter, Gavin Richards. Boy, he can pot him in from long range, outstanding behind the arc. And he's averaging over 20 per contest, is Richards. McCullough on the bounce. Head of the key, Wilson. Left side, Richards. There's that triple. Lot of rim. It lipped out. No good. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Dylan Braun. Bounce pass to Burning. Streaks to the rim. Running one-hander, no. But a blocking foul against Tri-Village, which didn't get back down on defense in time.
Yeah, a couple of them were back, but nobody was set. Nobody was ready to stop the ball.
Hey, Chuck, I've gotten noticeably better today.
Yeah, I can tell.
I was squeaky, real squeaky last night. Much improved today. Got out, mowed the grass, and worked up a sweat. Got the lungs working.
There you go.
Mowing the lawn in the middle of February.
Yeah, I know, that's amazing. I sat on the couch and watched basketball, but I feel okay too.
What, 7 or 8 days of 60s coming up, I think.
Coming right up through next Friday.
Yeah. Both free throws, Evan Burning, good, and we're tied up at 2. Minute and a half gone. Here's Couch in the lane for Tri-Village. Fumbled the ball, fed it down low on the block left side. Caught there by Buckley, shot crammed off the backboard. Good play, Tyler Siegel, Nate Plyman right there. Here's Fort Loramie, forecourt left. Gasson had it in the corner, and he loses, and Tri-Village has it. Blitzing down the floor, McCullough hits the trailer right down the paint. Layup is in. Trace Couch with his second bucket. Boy, he was behind the play, and Tri-Village found him.
Well, he shot that over top of Siegel. Yeah, that was a nice play by Couch.
4-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Or I should say Tri-Village on top. Here's Siegel, head of the key. High-low action for Plyman. Catches below the backboard, and it's kicked out of bounds by a Patriot. 5:51 to go in the first. Baseline left of the rim. The ball will be thrown in by Burning. Last year at Tri-Village, Patriots won an overtime cliffhanger, 50-48. Ball lobbed in the lane. Braun tries to catch as he leaped off the floor. He tried to snag it and shoot it in the same motion. It was tipped by Tri-Village, which comes out of there with it.
Tri-Village was ready for that play. They ran it twice for baskets last night against Brucey.
And Fort Loramie executes extremely well below the basket on inbounds plays. Tri-Village rotating its offense. The weave out front. It's Wilson. It's Richards. Now it's McCullough, 25 feet away. Richards, top of the circle, a little lane.
Wow.
He's got a crease to the basket, threw it in with the left hand, and he's fouled. Oh, a plus one for Richards. Very athletic left-handed shot. And, the way he tossed that one up there, Chuck, while motoring toward the rim, leads me to believe he's capable of doing that quite often.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Free throw by Richards is all net, and Tri-Village has bolted to a 7-2 lead. 5:17 to go here in the first quarter. So far, Fort Loramie a bit sluggish. On the floor now, Nick Brandewee got it far right, lobbing down inside to Siegel. Siegel's got good position on Couch, but a fine block from behind. Tri-Village has the loose ball, and then the Patriots hasten their way down the floor and in giddy-up fashion get a little too quick and throw it out of bounds.
Tyler Siegel has got to get a little quicker with his release when he gets the ball inside like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Burning, Brandewee, Nick, the ninth grader, very good-looking freshman for Fort Loramie. Goes foul line with it. Way out of the left side to Burning. Burning holds the ball over his head. Now to Nate Plyman. Right wing Gasson. Shot fake. Spins into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Dished it back outside to Brandewee. Brandewee dribbling. Gets a screen from Siegel. And then doesn't throw it to Tyler. Instead goes cross-court with it. Fort Loramie not aware that Brandewee is pitching it that way. And he goes out of bounds into the first row.
Yeah, he was throwing that to Burning, but Burning had no idea it was coming.
4:29 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie sits on two. Tri-Village in the lead 7-2. Here's a weave. Couch to Richards. There's that left-handed runner. Flings it up this time. Wildly no good. Couch on the stick back. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee. Churning down the lane. A lot of traffic. Feeds Siegel, and he's hacked on the arm. Two free throws for Tyler. Well, you can tell, Chuck, Nick Brandewee, not only a good basketball player, good future for Witt Parks on the gridiron.
Yeah.
Free throw Siegel. A lot of rim and won't stay in, though. Second free throw, Siegel is good, and it's 7-3 at Tri-Village by four. Yeah, Brandewee on that last drive before feeding a Siegel invited a lot of contact. It was rough and tumble in there. Nick held on to the ball, gave it up to Tyler. He was fouled in the act of shooting, made one of two. 7-3, Tri-Village by four, 3:50 to go first quarter. Far right wing, Richards. He's got it for Tri-Village. Gives it up. Gets it back. Now it goes to Wilson. Oh, beautiful lob. Down inside to Richards, who's in behind the defense. He's a 6'1", plays like 6'3 or 6'4.
Yeah, that was a nice back screen that time.
Here's Burning. Dribble drive in the lane. Oh, a lot of traffic in there. Tries to make a bounce pass. Ill-advised. Stolen by Tri-Village. Here's a deep three right corner by Wilson. Got a good pass from McCullough, missed it, and the rebound goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Last possession, Chuck, Redskins, good penetration, but the guard got too deep with the ball.
Right, and yeah. There's just too much traffic to throw a bounce pass in there like that.
Here's Gasson, here's Rosengarten, near side Burning. Burning spin move at the elbow. Left corner, Rosengarten, a high floater, a three ball. Yes, he's got it. Eli Rosengarten from downtown. And that six-point Tri-Village is shaved in half. It's 9-6. 2:46 to go, first quarter. Tri-Village, Dylan McCullough, midcourt. On the weave to Gavin Richards.
Going to go 2-3 zone now. Boy, you better know where Richards is.
Uh-huh. Well, here's a good entry pass. Down inside the couch. Oh, is he ever strong with the ball. And he pours in a five-footer, making it look easy. When he gets it that far down in the paint, you can just about count it. 11-6, good move by Couch. He's got three buckets. Tri-Village up five, 2:14 to go first quarter. Rosengarten burning, Gasson deep left corner. Short corner now, Austin Siegel. Back out on top to Brandewee. Foul line, near side Gasson, shot fake. Baseline, hands off to Austin Siegel on the inside. Blocked by Couch, taken away by Tri-Village. Knocked out of bounds by Gaston of Fort Loramie. Well, love the way Tri-Village not only defends down inside from the front, but as well from the back. They've gotten, I think, three blocks from the backside.
Yeah, I mean, they think they're open down there, and right. they're not giving anything. Everything's a contested shot.
11-6 in favor of the Tri-Village Patriots. A club which is probably better than the 15-6 mark.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned they had that discipline thing where they had some kids out for a little bit, but they've beaten some awfully good teams.
Here's Richards in the right corner. Oh, a good knock away. Fine steal on the play by Burning. Fed it off to Ranaway, back to Burning. 1:30 left in the first. Nice defensive stand there by Fort Loramie, which forced the turnover. Here's Gaston, top of the key. Redskins down five. Swirling into the lane, Brandewey. Off balance, left-handed Jay. Short, rebound Couch. Nearly intercepted in backcourt by Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun has been out for a couple of minutes. Back in for Cody Gaston. Minute 13 to go here in the first quarter. 11-6 in favor of Tri-Village. Thanks so much to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. A coupon is there for your use. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And once again, Tri-Village goes in the middle of the lane with a fine feed to Trace Couch, and he's money. Well, he's two more for him.
Yeah, Buckley threw him a real nice pass rolling down the lane.
Here's Brandewey catching a skip pass in the left corner for Fort Loramie, which is down 13-6 with a half minute to go in the opening stanza. Redskins need a goal before the period closes. Billing on the, or I should say Dylan Braun on the arc, doesn't shoot. Whips it near side to Brandewey. Good switching defense by Tri-Village. Here's a deep right corner, three by Rosengarten. He's got it. One from the left, one from the right. 10 seconds to go. Here's Richards out of control, lost the ball with four to play. Down inside the Couch. He's below the backboard. No room on the arc to the three-point shooter who cannot get it off. Good defense. Last couple Tri-Village possessions by Fort Loramie, which is down four after one, thanks to a couple of fine triples from Eli Rosengarten in that first quarter. Fort Loramie behind 13-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you will never get tired of. And Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Well, a good beginning to the second quarter for Fort Loramie. The ball entered low in the left to Tyler Siegel. And he muscles his way toward the rim. It's an and one. He got the shot to fall. He's short on the free throw, though, and the rebound comes down to Tri-Village. 13-11, Tri-Village up two. Eli Rosengarten, Chuck, a couple of big threes in the first quarter to keep the Redskins close.
He had the only two baskets in the quarter for him.
Here's a deep three by Tri-Village from the left flank. It's pumped up there by Gavin Richards. No good, or I should say Johnny Wilson missed it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Errant pass, though, across the timeline. Broken up the Tri-Village. Then a reach-in foul by Cody Gaston, and that might be his second. Yep. 13-11 Tri-Village. By mistake, number one on him, number two on the team.
He has one, and Braun has one.
Three on Tri-Village. 13-11, Fort Loramie down two. We played 50 seconds here in the second quarter. Here's Dylan McCullough giving the ball up in the right corner to Wilson. And inside to Couch. Couch against Tyler Siegel. Good defense by Tyler. Shot long by Couch. Weak side rebound, though, by Tri-Village. And a reach-in against Fort Loramie. Jared Buckley snagged the board. He was fouled. And Tri-Village will trigger inbounds left of the basket. Dylan McCullough, the playmaker. Fort Loramie up two. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Ball lob cross court. Wilson to Richards. On the dribble. Right hand, then left. Right now, Tyler Siegel is out on him, 20 feet from the basket. High-low action by Tri-Village. Ball lob down inside. Caught by Buckley. Missed it. A little hard off the backboard and rim. Rebound for it, Loramie. Long pass down the floor. Picked off by McCullough. Here's McCullough down the floor to Couch. And Tri-Village sets the attack. Redskins defense has gotten tougher. Last 2 to 3 minutes overlapping the end of the first, start of the second. As I say that, Gavin Richards lights it up, a 25-footer. That was a long-distance shot from Route 66. Timeout called, Fort Loramie, 6:25 to go, second quarter. And Tri-Village is up 5, 16-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton reminding his club during that timeout break.
Very loudly.
Yes, to quit making those lazy passes. Redskins suffered a few late in that game last night against Rushi, and have had a few already here tonight. Nick Brandewey gets the ball, right wing, open behind the arc. Good look at it. Left-hand jumper, no good, long. And the rebound is gathered by McCullough of Tri-Village, which leads by 5, 16-11. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Johnny Wilson has the ball 25 feet away for Tri-Village. Now to Richards. Puts it on the deck. Drives against Rosengarten. Wow. Great first step. And like lightning, Richards goes to the rim with a little left-hand runner.
This young man's fun to watch.
18-11 in favor of Tri-Village. On the arc, it's Gasson. Weaves to Rosengarten. Right wing, Dylan Braun. Gets a screen from Rosengarten. Now Dylan retreats. 7-point lead, Tri-Village. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Foul stripe, Rosengarten. Left side of the floor, Braun. Gets a screen from Siegel. Running one-hander, but Dylan bouncing. No good. 8-footer, wouldn't drop. Tri-Village has the rebound. Just one and done for Fort Loramie. McCullough over the timeline, left side to Richards. Gassing on him this trip. Switch off. Now Rosengarten picks him up. In the head of the key, it's Trace Couch. Outside the arc, near side McCullough. Richards catches on top, shuffled, and it was recognized by the referee who tooted the whistle. 18-11 Tri-Village, 4:58 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie now with Burning, Tyler Siegel, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, and Cody Gasson on the court.
They need to try to get Dylan Braun going here. He's only had one shot, and that was that real tough floater he just tried to
hit. Exactly. If Dylan needs 4 or 5 buckets in order for Fort Loramie to stay right with Tri-Village here tonight, he's got to have his average nearly 14 a game. Here's a moving screen, though, against Fort Loramie. Gasson flared to the top of the key. Ball was on the right side of the court. Cody caught it, shot it, but away from the activity, a foul number 2 on Dylan Braun.
It's going to be hard to get him going now since he's going to be sitting on the bench.
Yep, sure is. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Tri-Village leads 18-11. Fort Loramie's offense a bit stagnant like it was at times last night. Outside the arc on the left, Wilson's got it. Foul strike pass goes to Buckley. Buckley bulldozes down the lane. Good defense by Fort Loramie. A player got a hand on the ball. Burning or Rosengarten, and that caused a walk. Good D by the Redskins. 4:20 to go in the second.
I had the Brookins chicken for dinner, and I'm starting to take a little bit of a nap now. That was such a good meal.
This game might put you to sleep if you're not careful. And here is Fort Loramie in the half court again. away from the action. We got plenty of contact down below the rim, and it's on Couch of Tri-Village. And he looks at head coach Josh Sagister and says, how could that one have been on me? And it's his third.
That's his third, and that's going to hurt him a little bit.
Here's the ball lobbed into the lane to Tyler Siegel. He catches, thought about pivoting. Jared Buckley was holding, wouldn't let him do it. Another quick foul on Tri-Village. It's the team's sixth.
Well, you got Couch as a 6'6 senior, and that was an absolutely silly foul he just committed down there.
Ball lobbed in bounds to Burning in the lane. Oh, there's that great play before Loramie from out of bounds below the rim. Burning caught it right in front. His six-footer trickled in. Hit the front rim, kerplunk, and went through. Fort Loramie pressuring in midcourt, over-guarding, though, on Austin Siegel. It's not called, however. It is out of bounds on Austin on the far side. Fort Loramie trying to turn up the aggression. Down 5, 18-13, with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Were you a little surprised, Chuck, that with a 7-point lead, midway second quarter, Couch was still on the floor with two fouls?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, we haven't seen him play, so we don't know how he plays. I think the coach probably was hoping that he would realize, too, and not have that silly foul. He just ran right through a screen down there.
Yeah, sure did. Patriots only play 7 normally, 2 off the bench. 5-point lead, Tri-Village. 3.5 remaining in the second quarter. With the ball 30 feet away, McCullough, high right. Goes far left to Wilson, popping out to catch between the rings as Richards, burning on him. Near side, McCullough. McCullough with gas and guarding. Elbow on the right, Buckley back to the basket. Coming out to get it, Wilson now. Near side, Richards. Burning checks him. Screen set by Buckley. Richards uses it, plows into the lane. Ball knocked up in the air by Fort Loramie, regathered, though, by Tri-Village. 2:52 to go, second quarter. 5-point lead, Patriots. Looks like a halftime football score, Chuck. 18-13. Foul line, Buckley back to the basket. Left side, Richards. Fakes left, goes right. Gives it up to Buckley. Wilson near side. 6-foot senior, averaging 8 a game. Dishes off right corner. McCullough, Tri-Village, milking the clock, leading by 5. Here's a trap, midcourt, and Fort Loramie gets a 5-second call. No, Tri-Village gets a timeout. Oh, barely. Good trapping defense by Fort Loramie. And on the 4.5 second count by the referee, timeout called by Josh Sagister, head coach of the Patriots. 2:23 to go in the second. Fort Loramie down 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And so many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282 for the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your VA benefits. Tri-Village with the ball after the timeout. Here's Richards. He's got a little crack in the lane, and he bores right down through the paint, makes the shot. Somehow, it bounced around and fell through. There was contact. Richards survived it, and he's at the stripe for a plus one. How he maintained control of that ball, Chuck, and got it up on the iron, I will never know.
Well, because he was going right and put it up with his left hand. That's pretty impressive.
Free throw, Richards is in. He cashes in on the 3-point try, and it's 21-13. Tri-Village with its biggest edge, 8 points. 1:55 to go, second quarter. Here's Siegel out high, lobbing down inside to Vernon. He got beyond the defense, caught it, and laid it through. Nice offensive set by Fort Loramie, which trails by 6, burning on the field goal. Redskins have had very few buckets in this game, right?
Well, they've got 2, 4, 5.
5 field goals for Fort Loramie.
And Richards has 5.
And Richards himself for Tri-Village has garnered 5 buckets from the floor. Minute 28 to go here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Buckley, left side, Richards, airborne on the three, way short. Didn't connect on that one. Rebound scooped off the floor in the corner by Rosengarten, up to Burning. Redskins need a bucket right here. In off the bench is Christian Ricker, a 6'1 junior for Tri-Village. Siegel's got the ball between the rings, a minute to go in the second. Left side to Brandewee. Ball rotated right corner to Gasson. Into Burning. Burning in the paint. Tri-Village tries to bump him off the spot. Now it's fed out high to Brandewee. They'll go right back into Burning. Baseline right. He's doubled. He maneuvers back to the basket, the short corner. Clawed away by Richards. They got hand on the arm. And that's the 1-on-1 for Burning. Now that was the focus of Fort Loramie's offense that trip down the floor. Get it to Evan Burning, mid-post area, outside the paint. And eventually, Tri-Village clamped down a bit too aggressively. Free throw by Burning, 1-1. Yes, he's got it. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie questioning one of the officials who confers with the other referee, far side of the floor. Second shot Burning to cut it to four. It's a five-point game right now. In and out, no good. Rebound batted right back to Burning. Oh, what a play by Brandewee. Long three try, Fort Loramie. Yes! Eli Rosengarten's got three of them in this game. 21-19. And Fort Loramie's trimmed it all the way down to two. 29 seconds to go here in the first half. Midcourt with the ball is McCullough for Tri-Village, which will play for one. Nice rally by the Redskins to make it interesting at the halftime break. Just a bucket between the two clubs. McCullough on the dribble 30 feet away. And thanks to Eli Rosengarten, Fort Loramie is down by only two. Three triples for him. 5 seconds to go, first half. Here's Richards driving, enters the lane. Oh, a great dish on the play to Ricker. Ricker can't get it to fall. It was in, it was out, back in. Buzzer sounded, it fell to the floor. It would have been a dandy assist by Richards, who attracted two or three players, but the shot was missed. Fort Loramie survived it, and the Redskins trail Tri-Village by only two here at the half. 21-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. the in-between just south of Atkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of customized promotional items at Adams Tech Solutions, including mugs, pens, T-shirts, and more. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. In Fort Loramie, a lot of gratitude here tonight to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And also in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Halftime here at Fort Loramie. Tri-Village 21, Fort Loramie Redskins 19, and Rushi tonight. Marion Local leads the Rushi Raiders by a point, 25-24. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Eli Rosengarten has saved the Fort Loramie Redskins here in the first two quarters.
Well, he's the reason it's not a double-digit deficit right now, because other than him, they're really not finding much offensively at all.
Nope.
Both teams have 8 rebounds. Both teams have 1 offensive rebound. 6 turnovers by the Redskins, 4 for the Patriots. 4-for-7 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. But Tri-Village went there twice, made them both. Only 2 people scored for Tri-Village in the first half. 13 for Richards and 8 for Couch. They scored 13 and 8, 21 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by Rosengarten with his 3 threes. Evan Burning has 7. Tyler Siegel has 3. Only 3 young men scored for the Redskins. They scored 9 and 10. They trail at 21 to 19 at the half.
Chuck, what in the world makes Tri-Village's offense go so smoothly? You got a 21-point score, a 20-point score. You know those two guys are going to touch the ball a lot when Tri-Village gets it into the half court. Gavin Richards, Trace Couch. They score 41, two-thirds of Tri-Village's points or better every single game, yet they're difficult to stop.
Well, for one thing, Richards does a great job of using his right and his left hand, and he gets in there. If you don't step out on him, he's going to bury a shot on you.
Right.
So you really got to watch him. And then when you go help, that leaves Couch wide open. That's the reason that Loramie got back into this game here at halftime. When Couch got his 3rd foul,
right,
they had, it was just Richards, and they really had nobody else to go to, so they could go ahead and help on him and not have Couch out there to throw the basketball to.
The Redskins need to get Dylan Braun in gear here in the 3rd and 4th quarters.
Well, he picked up that 2nd foul, and that hurt him. But, you know, now with only 2 fouls, he needs to be able to come out. They need to run a couple of plays for him, getting a couple of shots to start the quarter. They also need to go ahead and try to get the ball down to Siegel, because he's so strong.
Yes.
And try to get that 4th foul on
right.
Couch.
Yep, right. Tri-Village, ever dangerous, especially in the second half with any kind of a lead.
Well, you can tell. I mean, they've only had, Richards has only shot 2 free throws, made them both. But they look like a good free throw shooting team. And with Richards handling the basketball, if you foul him, he's going to go to the line.
Right.
So, yeah, you do not want to get behind here in the second half. Loramie needs to have a real good start to the 3rd quarter.
Indeed.
19 points at halftime. That's a place where they just, if you worry about them in the tournament, this is where you worry about it. They play good defense, but boy, their offense has just really had this struggle recently.
Yeah, 45 points last night against Rushi, 19 here at the half this evening against Tri-Village. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tri-Village 21, Fort Loramie 19 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Wachuk here at Fort Loramie. Redskins on the last regular season game of the year. Trail Tri-Village 21-19 here after two periods of play. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of ScoresBroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And it's so fitting here on 2017 Senior Night at Fort Loramie to recognize senior cheerleaders, pep band members, and basketball players. Thanks to LaCal Equipment during the Student Athlete Spotlight segment. Pep band seniors recognized tonight at Fort Loramie: Tom Ballas, Hunter Bargy, Daniel Burning, Lauren Berkmeyer, and Kayla Rosengarten. Senior cheerleaders: Carly Barlagi, Alexis Brown, and Maddie Fortman. And senior basketball players: Cody Gasson and Nate Kleiman. And we'll hear from LaCal Equipment in just a few moments. LaCal on the web with us 11 years here on ScoresBroadcast.com, promoting student academic success among our student athletes here in the Shelby County League. We thank you, LaCal Equipment, a founding partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. We could not have gotten off the ground back in 2007 without the assistance of Scores, or I should say without the assistance of LaCal Equipment. And as I conclude talking, we begin the second half with a fine defensive play by Fort Loramie.
Cody Gasson, boy, he looked like he was playing football out there.
Yeah, rough and tumble play as he got a big paw on that basketball and jarred it loose from Tri-Village out near midcourt. And then he went after it, so did Tri-Village. A Patriot player touched it last. And then right away, Fort Loramie went to work, got the ball down inside on a set play to Daniel Burning. And he is bumped, and he's at the stripe. Free throw by Burning is good. I said Daniel Burning, I mean Evan. Daniel was the outstanding Loramie football player. And Fort Loramie now can tie. First shot by Evan Burning in. Second one, little short. Caught the front rim. Rebound. Oh, what a save. Hustle play by Austin Siegel. On the arc to Dylan Braun. He rims it. A three-pointer. Again a rebound by Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel in the paint. No good from 10. And the rebound comes down to Couch. Tough break. Redskins had opportunities to tie on the free throw. And then missed a couple field shots to go ahead. And the Patriots attack to our left. It's McCullough deep in the left corner. Coming out to catch is Richards. On top, Buckley. Left side of the floor, McCullough picked up by Evan Burning. 21-20, Tri-Village by a point. It was 21-19 at the half. Tri-Village led by as many as seven, I think at one point eight in that second quarter. Here's a drive missed by Tri-Village. Loose ball rebound. Richards has it, though. On the arc, being jostled by Gasson. And then Richards gets way too far below the backboard. Tries to heave it. into the right corner, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Well, Richards is not really happy with Gasson's defense. He was the one that Gasson got tied up with out there, and he kind of got chippy with him, and then you saw him giving kind of a hand like, okay, but he just did it again. They're banging on each other.
Oh, yeah, Cody's aggressive, and he just picked up foul number two, swatting down at the ball that was possessed by Richards. 6:37 to go, third quarter, 21-20 Tri-Village.
It's good to be aggressive, but you got to have some smarts to go with that aggressive.
Tri-Village has only scored 4 points in the last nearly 4 minutes, overlapping the end of the second quarter, start of the third. Here's Richards catching in the right corner. He tight ropes the boundary, goes below the rim, tries to reach around, lay it up, does so, missed it. But a Redskin player, Tyler Siegel, got a piece of it.
Yeah, he hacked his arm pretty good.
Gavin Richards, Mr. Automatic, 79% free throw shooter at the stripe, and he buries it. 22-20 in favor of Tri-Village. Second free throw, Richards, one, two bounces, up and in, 23-20. Patriots up three.
You can tell he's a good free throw shooter. There was absolutely no wasted motion in that shot.
Not a bit of hesitation at all. Confidently gets the ball back from the referee. And don't think he even dribbled once. Might have one time and then knocked down foul shot number two. Here is Fort Loramie to our right. Evan Burning on the arc to Braun. A step back three off to the left. A little crooked. Rebound left corner of a couch. Now to Richards, who romps up the floor in front of head coach Josh Segester. Ball fed to Couch at the elbow on the left. Near side, Richards right back into Couch. He goes to work on Tyler Siegel. Leaves it short. Outstanding defense by Siegel, who boxed him off the glass on the miss and got the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel straight away to Burning, trailing the play. He buries a triple. Oh, that was nicely done.
You talk about stepping into a three. He trailed the play. Siegel found him, and yeah, that was perfect.
Evan Burning just launched in a trifecta to knock the count at 23. 5:31 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's back even. Here's Tri-Village going high-low down inside the couch. He's bothered a little bit after catching the feed from Buckley. Hindered on the shot, two free throws for Couch. Siegel picked up number two. Team foul situation, three on Fort Loramie, one on Tri-Village in this half. And Couch pours in the free throw. Tri-Village, 69% on the year as a team. And when the Patriots get Couch and the other young man, Richards, shooting them, they are probably 90% or better.
And I would say that's probably because I don't remember anybody else but those two shooting the basketball in this whole game.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chuck. I think Wilson tried 1-3 in the first quarter.
There might have been a couple of shots, but mostly.
Oh, what an offensive set run by Fort Loramie. Six passes, and the last one from Tyler Siegel, who was out high, 20 feet from the rim. Austin, below the basket, peeled off a screen, caught it low on the left, and laid it in. Good assist by Tyler Siegel. We're tied right back up at 25. Top of the key. Here's Wilson. Line drive, three ball. Tri-Village, no good. Off the back brace. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which can take the lead right here. 30 feet away, Burning's got it. Head coach Corey Britton barks out instructions. Burning pulls up his dribble. Back door goes Braun. Great feed. Burning to Braun for the deuce.
Oh. They made eye contact, and they set that play up perfectly.
Wow. Beautifully done by Fort Loramie. Burning with eyes in the backs of his head, or in the back of his head, I should say. What an assist to Braun. They read each other nicely. You can tell they work on that in practice. Here's Wilson, top of the key for Tri-Village, which is down two. He drives right side of the lane, all the way to the rack. Good interference by Tyler Siegel, who made the shot go strong. Then the rebound was smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Inbounding Richards, baseline left. I think Fort Loramie wanted a charge on
no,
the play.
I think on the rebound, he grabbed Siegel's arm and ran him to the ground.
I did see that.
Official did not see it. I mean, it wasn't really a dirty play.
McCullough, top of the circle, Tri-Village maintains possession. After the missed shot, Fort Loramie touched it last. It went over the end line. 3:53 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie now up two, 27-25. Trace Couch back to the basket, playing with three fouls. And it throws on the right to Richards. High left, it goes to McCullough in the lane. Dishes baseline left to a teammate, caught there by Buckley. And Buckley's in a little hot water. Fort Loramie bails him out with a foul.
Third foul on Tyler Siegel. He picked a, he had none. He picked up three in the last 2 minutes.
Well, Tyler's got three. Trace Couch has got three. That wasn't much of a foul really right there.
He stuck a hip out when he was going baseline. And they sold it. He dove to the ground.
Exactly. Yep. Patriots did sell it very well. The official just about had no choice but to toot the whistle. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up two. Well, Tri-Village's offense has been throttled the last 8 minutes of clock time. Here is Richards behind a screen. He's got the ball. Tri-Village, good look. He flies one toward the rim, way short, though. He didn't get set on that one, Chuck, not like a few earlier ones.
No, he had time.
Yes, he rushed it, didn't need to, and Fort Loramie got the long rebound. 27-25 Redskins. Tri-Village has really been thwarted offensively. Here's Burning off balance in the lane, high arch floater, bouncing no good. Rebound on the floor, scraped off the hardwood by Buckley of Tri-Village. Burning might have been fouled on that shot. Couldn't get it to go. We're stuck at 27-25. 2.5 left in the third quarter of this game. Tri-Village has only scored 7 points in the last 8.5 minutes on the clock. Here's a nice entry. Wilson down inside the couch. Couch's baby shot hangs on the rim and goes in.
He is just too strong with Tyler Siegel sitting on the bench.
27-27. We're tied right back up. Siegel on the sideline, three fouls for Fort Loramie, the 6'7 post player. Couch at 6'6 on the floor with three for Tri-Village. Rosengarten on the arc. Can't get free. He nailed three long shots from behind the three-point line in the first half. And Tri-Village is spying on him here in the third quarter. Minute 50 to go, 27-27. Burning elbow jumper, floats it toward the rim hard. Long rebound, though, to Fort Loramie. Near side, Rosengarten, three on the way, hit the flange, and caroms into the corner out of bounds to Tri-Village.
That's a good look, just didn't hit it.
Up Tri-Village now with an opportunity to go back on top. 27-27 tie, minute 40 to go here in the third. Dylan McCullough, midcourt, picked up by Nick Brandewee, 35 feet from the basket. Coming out to catch is Buckley. Buckley gives it up on top. Trey Freck now in, a 5'9 junior guard. Trey Freck on the floor for Tri-Village, averaging 2 points a game. It goes to Couch, elbow on the left of McCullough. McCullough lines up a 15-footer. No good, hit the rim. Loose ball rebound below the basket. Fort Loramie got it, saved it right back into a Tri-Village player. And it was laid in.
Richards.
Richards got the goal. He was Johnny on the spot. Fort Loramie nearly corralled the rebound. Couldn't quite grasp it. Tried to save it in below the basket right to a Tri-Village player. It went, and Richards got the easy two. And the Patriots are up to 29-27. 35 seconds to go in the third. Here is Austin Siegel to Gasson right corner. Ball looped left side. To Rosengarten. It comes right back to Burning, 30 feet out. Dylan Braun on the bench at the moment, as is Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. Under 20 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Braun's trying to check in, but they're having a dead ball.
Nope, you're right. Down to 13, 12, 11. 2-point lead, Tri-Village. 6 seconds to go. Burning still pounds it on the floor ahead of the key. Gets a screen from Rosengarten. He goes back to Rosengarten. Short on the long triple as Fort Loramie ran out of time. Had to shoot that one more hurriedly than anticipated. 29-27 Tri-Village after three here on Scores Broadcast.com. 29-25.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
And thank you so much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie, good start, fourth quarter. Seven or eight passes into the period. A nice dish down low on the left to Austin Siegel. And we're tied right back up at 29.
Same play they started the second half with. Exact same play.
Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. It slows down Tri-Village, which does get it up and over the timeline. It's passed off to Richards, 30 feet away on the left. 29-29 tie. And the two teams scored 8 points each in that third quarter. Here's Richards carving out space in the lane. He's way off balance. Forced one up and goes out of bounds. To Fort Loramie, good D.
It was good D. It's hard to, if you're a Patriot fan, it's hard to complain about that shot from Richard.
7:12 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 29, Tri-Village 29. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Fort Loramie game sponsors. Here's a missed three-pointer by Fort Loramie. Rebound comes down on the play to Trey Freck. The guards got it for Tri-Village. He hustles into the forecourt, hands off to McCullough. 6.5 to go in the game. We're tied at 29. Freck on the right side, back to McCullough straight away. Now to Couch, who comes out to catch. Here's a long three-ball. 24-footer by Freck, missed it off the heel. Long rebound for Loramie, foul, Tri-Village on the arm.
Well, I tell you what, Evan Burning at 6'1 gets up like he's 6'5.
Doesn't he, though? Evan is a heck of an athlete. Bet Chuck, here in the second half, a few players, in addition to Couch and Richards, have taken shots for Tri-Village, and they failed.
They just haven't made any. Yep. They have 17 and 12. They have all 29.
Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Burning goes baseline. Dishes down inside to Siegel. Clawed away, but Tri-Village, it's tied up. And the arrow says the Patriots will get it.
It's the first turnover of the second half for Loramie. They picked it, took care of the ball real well in that third quarter.
Redskins just got too deep down inside on the handoff to make that play work. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. We're tied up at 29. Tri-Village yet to score in the quarter. They do here. They whip Fort Loramie's pressure. Couch on the receiving end. He's got it point-blank range.
Well, Tyler Siegel decided to try to make that steal. And, boy, if you're going to try to make it, you better make it, because if not, it's going to be a layup.
Or if you don't get your hand on it, at least.
Yep.
And he whipped on it, and that made it easy at the other end for Tri-Village. Another foul on the Patriots over guarding in the half court.
But he's your protector, your deep protector.
Right.
So if he comes up after the ball and doesn't get it, you're in trouble.
5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Tri-Village 31, Fort Loramie 29. Tri-Village has led most of the way. Fort Loramie did get a two-point lead late in the third. Here's Burning below the foul line. He's double-teamed. Ball stolen away by Tri-Village. Here come the Patriots the other way. Down to Buckley. Buckley barges in from the left corner. Foul against Fort Loramie.
It's going to be on Siegel, and that's his fourth.
Mm-hmm. Live ball turnover, and Tri-Village at breakneck speed went the other direction. In the act of shooting, Buckley was nailed on the hand. Two free throws for him. It's in the air, and it's no good off to the left.
Well, Buckley has been setting himself up at the foul line offensively, and they're not guarding him in the least. He hasn't even looked to shoot it. So you can't imagine he's a tremendous free throw shooter.
31-29, second of two free throws here for Buckley. Two-point lead, Tri-Village. That one is swished. And Fort Loramie's down three. 32-29. What's Dylan Braun got for points, Chuck?
He made that two early in the third quarter. That's it.
Here's a fake by Braun on the arc. Then he cuts hard toward the basket, and he went right past a couple Tri-Village players. He beat him to the rim, and he got walloped on the shoulder as he went up to release it. He'll get two. On that play there, Braun faked left, and Tri-Village's defense shadowed burning. Braun zipped to the basket. His free throw rolls in, and it's 32-30. Fort Loramie down two, 5:13 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Dylan Braun on the way. It's shy of the mark. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie's free throw shooting has slipped as this season has progressed.
They're 6 for 11 here in the game.
Foul line, back to the basket, Couch. Two-point difference, 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Entry pass, Richards for Couch. Anticipated nicely by Austin Siegel. He stepped in, broke it up, and swiped it. Good D by Austin. Left corner, Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Hooks it on top to Gasson. Burning and Braun on the near side. It goes to Braun. A three-pointer would give Fort Loramie the lead. Oh, here's Burning. He's got a little crease down the lane. Couldn't get it up over the rim. Short, no good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Burning guarding closely on McCullough at the center stripe. Gasson slides over to cover Richards into Couch in the lane. Awkward seven-footer short. Couch fouled over the back. He did. He missed the baby jumper. Good D as Austin Siegel was between him and the rim. Don't think Couch could see the basket on the shot, which was short. And then he clearly went right into the back of Austin Siegel's head.
Austin Siegel, I think, has done a good job on Couch when he's been the one guarding him.
Yep, sure has. 4:16 to go, fourth quarter. Patriots up two, 32-30. Evan Burning 25 feet away to Austin Siegel. Comes out, gives Brandewee a screen. Here's Gasson, Burning on the right. Dylan Braun trying to roam all over the floor and shake free. It goes to Austin, to Brandewee. Dylan Braun traveling the baseline, left, right corner, left corner. Now Dylan's got it, right flank, 25 feet away. Dribbles left hand, foul line, open. Looked like he was tipped on the arm. He was. 16-footer, traveled about 12. That's because Tri-Village whacked him.
Can't put a hand on an elbow of a jump shooter. They're going to call it every time.
And Dylan Braun's got a pair for the tie here. 32-30, Tri-Village, 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. And Braun misses it short.
Even the one he made was not a real good free throw.
No. And Fort Loramie was a 70% free throw shooting team the first seven or eight games of the season. Redskins have slid all the way down to just over 60. Second free throw in, full timeout. Fort Loramie, 3:46 left. Tri-Village up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Again, we salute LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center as here on scoresbroadcast.com we webcasted our 1,000th basketball game last night. Our 1,000th basketball game in 11 years plus last night here on scoresbroadcast.com. and LaCal Equipment was one of our founding partners. We couldn't have gotten started without LaCal. 32-31, Tri-Village up one, 3:24 left to go in this game. It's a tight one.
Marion Local has a 41-32 lead over Rushi in the fourth quarter, which is kind of surprising.
Tri-Village with the ball. Richards, foul line, Buckley lobbing that into Couch. He juggles, hangs on, goes below the rim. Shot blocked, got it back, laid it up, made it. But what's been called, a travel?
They called a travel, but I'm not sure unless the ball wasn't touched and he just airballed the pass to himself.
That was a tough one. Looked like Fort Loramie might have gotten a piece of it. If so, the travel was a mistake. Redskins may have gotten a break. It was pretty good defense down inside on Couch, who got the second shot to go in, but it was after the whistle had blown. And now Fort Loramie can take the lead. 2:51 to go, fourth quarter. Burning out high to Brandewey. Open look, three-pointer. Short of the mark, no good. Good play by Dylan Braun, who went inside and squatted that ball in the air. Right back out to Burning, 30 feet from the rim. 2.5 to go in the game. One-point lead, Tri-Village. Gasson, Burning, pitch and catch. Austin Siegel out high. Goes to Dylan Braun, 20 feet away on the left. Here's Brandewey, shot fake. Gets a screen between the rings, doesn't shoot. Now Dylan Braun, 16 fouls, by the way, on Tri-Village. Gasson, 30 feet out, right flank. Foul line, bounce pass, left corner, Brandewey. Thought about driving, didn't. Gave it up to Burning. Back to Brandewey. Now Austin Siegel, right side of the floor. Richards guards Braun. Braun swivels into the top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Now to Burning, down the left side of the lane. Goes around Couch at the rim, missed it, no good. Foul on the wrist. Who got him for Tri-Village, Buckley or Couch? Two free throws here for Burning. That was team foul 7 in Tri-Village, but the shot was out of the hand of Burning, so he's got two. Redskins need these. Evan Burning hits it, and it's 32-all.
He's 5 of 7.
Evan gets to the stripe often. Boy, he likes to probe the middle and invite contact. Second free throw, Evan Burning for the lead. It is in, and the Redskins are up 33-32 over Tri-Village. Minute 52 to go, fourth quarter. It's going to come down to who executes in the half court and who makes foul shots.
Just like last night.
Yep, exactly. 30 feet away with the ball for Tri-Village is Wilson in trouble. Gives it to Richards, 25 feet out on the left. Gasson on Richards like a hawk. Here's Richards spinning into the left corner. Dribbling through two players, three players. Stolen by Fort Loramie. And Richards hit the deck hard in backcourt. He's out of the play for the moment. Gets up. He's in the half court as Burning dribbles 30 feet from the rim. Now Fort Loramie up one with the ball with a minute 13 to go. Can afford to milk it. And Gavin Richards, who went down on the kneecap down here at the left end on the last offensive set, is gimping. He's going to try and walk it off.
Well, I think he has to come out of the game now that they called the trainer out onto the floor.
Yeah, Gavin was on the floor 60 feet from the basket after trying to maneuver through a traffic jam at the offensive end. He took a spill. Referees noticed he was down, eventually stopped the game. Richards is now on the sideline with 1:04 to go. Fort Loramie up one. Redskins are in the bonus. 30 feet away on the left. It goes on the play to Burning. Coming out to catch is Rosengarten. Near side to Brandewey. Redskins can take time off the clock and shoot free throws. 50 seconds remaining. Tri-Village has got a foul. Head coach Corey Britton motioning. Bring the ball out 25 feet away. Fort Loramie does that. Braun has it. Braun guarded by Wilson. Dylan better be careful. Don't dribble in front of him. On the move, Braun to Brandewey, 33 seconds to go. Brandewey streaks, middle of the floor, tripped on the play by Tri-Village. 1-1 for the ninth grader, freshman Nick Brandewey.
No pressure on a freshman standing there, is it? Well, they didn't want to foul Burning, that's for sure. And if you look at the shooting, you wouldn't want to foul Braun, but he's only 2 of 5, so I might have fouled him.
Nick Brand, are we at the free throw line as Corey Gasson from Fort Loramie does some housekeeping. He mops up a wet spot right at the free throw stripe, and Tri-Village gets a timeout. Going right to the wire, 34.2 to go, 33-32 Fort Loramie. Free throws for the Skins when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, you can count on true comfort in your home or business when you call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Get the tune-up you need. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, how about that, Chuck? Nick Brandewey stepped up to the free throw line, swishes it, and we've got another timeout called by whom?
It was called by the Patriots, and what they're going to do now is talk about what do we want to do if it's two. And I think more than that, if it's three with 34 seconds, you still don't have to force a three. No. You got plenty of time to go try to get a two and right. Keep playing defense.
We'd like to remind veterans and surviving spouses of veterans, get connected to your VA benefits. Contact the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282, 937-498-7282. Big free throw here for Nick Brandewey. 34-32 Fort Loramie, 34.2 to go in the game. Free throw, Nick, he swished them both. How about that? And the Redskins are up three. Tri-Village is led probably close to 90% of this game, but now the Patriots are down three. Fort Loramie's defense has been stingy here in the second half. With the ball, Wilson 30 feet out for Tri-Village. We're down to 17 to go. Tri-Village in trouble, far side of the floor, and Wilson's got nobody around him to deliver the ball to, and Tri-Village has to take a full timeout, down three with 15.6 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, the Tri-Village Patriots, after the timeout, get nothing accomplished, Chuck. Throw the ball inbounds. Two or three passes later, Fort Loramie tips it away. It's loose on the floor in backcourt, and Dylan Braun goes sprawling on the floor. He's got the loose leather. And Tri-Village jumps on him. It's a foul. Patriots had no choice. And Dylan Braun's got the 1-1. Redskins up 3, 5.2 left. Now Tri-Village hopes for a miss, and they have to shoot a three.
Exactly.
And Dylan Braun drains the foul shot. Fort Loramie's defense, as I mentioned a moment ago, Chuck, stingy in the second half, to say the least.
11 points is what Tri-Billy scored in the second half.
Wow. Dylan Braun has got them both. A lot of rim. It bounced in. 37-32, Fort Loramie. Here's Tri-Village at midcourt. Richards on a spin move, knocked away by Braun, and that'll do it. The Fort Loramie Redskins come from behind, trailing by 7-8 on a couple of occasions in the first half to defeat Tri-Village 37-32. Tri-Village led 21-19 at the end of the first half of this game. However, the Tri-Village Patriots, over the last about 19 minutes of this contest, the third and fourth quarters, the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, were held in check to only 11 points. Trace Couch, the fine 6'6 post player for Tri-Village, got in some foul trouble, but eventually Fort Loramie did a very good job as the game progressed on Couch, averaging 20 a game, and on Gavin Richards, averaging 21 a game. Fort Loramie's defense won this contest, and the Redskins made free throws when they counted most. Big win here tonight for Fort Loramie. Redskins close out the regular season 17-5. Tri-Village closes out the regular season 15-7. The Fort Loramie Redskins play in tournament action coming up on February 25th, that's Saturday, versus Riverside at Pequot. And Tri-Village plays in sectional tournament action on February 25th at Troy against Emmanuel Christian. Chuck?
Fort Loramie was 8 of 10 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter.
Yep, there you go.
And there's your basketball game right there. They only had one basket in the fourth quarter, but they made free throws, 13-19 for the game. Tri-Village only shot 8. They made 7. Three people scored for Tri-Village, and they're probably kind of used to that.
Right.
17 for Richard and 14 for Couch. And then Buckley made a free throw to give them 32 for the game. But Loramie's defense was suffocating in the second half. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Evan Burning was terrific. He just, the whole game, that kid was outstanding every place. He had 13. And then Eli Rosengarten hit those three threes in the first half for 9. And Dylan Braun ended up with 6, one basket and 4 free throws. Looking at the Clancy's player of the game, I'm going to go with Evan Burning. I just thought he was terrific in all phases of the game tonight.
Agreed. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Tuesday night from Sydney High School, on the web online, 5:45. It's girls division 4 sectional tournament play on Tuesday evening. 2 games for you on Tuesday night at 5:45 and Wednesday at 5:45. Our anchor underwriting sponsors quickly for you: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy, Body CarStar, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Again, a big salute tonight to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, and also Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Plus Brookins in Fort Loramie and Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Rhett Jish, our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight. Our regular season of high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com is over. The Fort Loramie Redskins have beaten the Tri-Village Patriots 37-32.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.